Here comes the No Sweat News. See here now, festival passes up for grabs on the No Sweat News quiz Friday.
Okay.
So check that out. This is not the story for Dave. We're filing this under street justice.
Street justice.
17-year-old guy in Phoenix robbed a convenience store at gunpoint last week. He got off with about $300 worth of cigarettes, and as he was heading for the door, he was tackled by one of the other customers. And then the other customers in the store started beating the crap out of him.
Right on. Oh.
They knocked him unconscious and then stole all his stuff and ran away.
Wait, what?
The robber got his ass kicked.
And robbed.
By robbers?
And robbed.
That's amazing. Also, it shows that we might have a crime problem going on currently.
Phoenix apparently is a tough town.
Holy mackerel, Phoenix.
One of the guys stole the dude's gun. And somebody else grabbed something out of his pocket, and then the third person ran away with all the smokes. Cops are looking for everybody.
That's really funny.
So they just bum-rushed him, stole his gun.
Ow, stop kicking me. Hey, don't steal that. I just stole that.
Right, exactly.
Probably what the guy said.
Now, here's a great story from Missoula, Montana. There's a restaurant in Montana called the Montana Club in Missoula, and they have a deal where if you eat there on your birthday, you get your age as a percent discount off your bill. So if you're turning 29, you get 29% off your bill.
I like this.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Enter Helen Self, who last week turned 109 years old.
Oh, so they owed her money.
Yeah, she got 9% back on her bill.
That's right.
That's great.
Pay up. Pay up, suckers. She should have just charged everything.
She goes there once a year.
That's great.
The owner of the place says, it's cool. She's 109.
No, man, I would order like five of every single entree.
Take it all home.
At this point, if they owe me 9 cents, like they're literally going to have to give me like $2,000.
There it is. And now,
nice.
Kitties gather around.
Oh, this is good.
This is Dave's story right here.
I can't wait for this.
Everyone have their stuffed animals and pillows and blankies.
I've got my blanket. Right. I have my whoopee.
Here it is.
Okay, story time.
The story for Dave.
This is great.
Headline. England. Would dropping acid help you at your job? A new study will find out.
This is definitely a story for me.
What is it with the co-hosts here? There's a new study.
I dropped acid before the show today.
Just started in England, where researchers are going to be finding out if taking small doses of LSD will help people work better.
I love this for so many reasons. First of all,
Wasn't this already an experiment back in the day?
No. Oh, it's just the CIA. Don't worry. Made some doctor jump out of the window in New York, but don't worry about that.
That was the illegal dosing of our soldiers.
That was the CIA thing you're thinking about,
guys. That
was
massive doses.
Yeah,
this is little itty-bitty doses.
This is just enough just to make, you know, like music sound good. And typing will even be fun.
The theory is that little doses of LSD could make people creative, more productive, and even more focused.
Check.
Of course, if you go over the line just a little bit, your entire office is on its hands and knees.
I won't go over the line.
Going through the little strands of the carpet.
I won't go over the line, but now can you give me my ration of LSD?
I know.
Let's go.
I would hate to see it after work when you're trying to drive home.
Well, there is that.
No, just a little dosage.
I would like to see, you know, a little dosage LSD machine right next to the coffee machine.
Like a little Pez dispenser. Right.
The conversations around the water cooler would be a hell of a lot more fun.
Oh my God, yeah.
We get like a Pez dispenser, put very low grade acid in each one of the candies.
Can mine be Homer Simpson?
Absolutely.
Sideshow Bob.
This way you know exactly how much to take. There's no eyedropper nonsense. Right. You take out the candy, bam.
I do know this. They are using small doses of LSD and small doses of Molly at marriage counseling.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you at all.
What?
With the theory that couples who do Molly together, they get all that euphoria and whatnot, and then...
And the doctor gives them the Molly?
Yeah.
I have to get back together with my ex-wife?
Maybe being high on Molly will help.
They're going to be handing me out Molly.
I just thought that was flat out illegal, that stuff.
Hey, ex-wife, if you're listening, we got to go to counseling. We can get some Molly out of it.
Small doses of LSD may help you at work.
That's awesome.
Oh, and there ends the story for Dave.
And it'll also make the music sound really, really cool.
Yeah, why are we playing Pink Floyd 20 times in a row?
Even the music sounds good.
Even the commercials.
Wee.
I like this a lot.
Can you imagine the radio show on LSD?
My God.
2 hours of a basketball bouncing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would just be thinking that you were talking all the time, and then I would realize that, like, we've been in commercials.
Right.
And I've just been imagining what Carl's been saying.
That's the No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.
We'd be running on the front lawn looking like Woodstock 69 out there. Why are they not on the air right now?
Are you kidding? This thing would end like the Jonestown Massacre.
Right. Here's a quick check of the roads. We'll see you Friday for the quiz.
Hey, guys.